Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had Payne and Pendergast. Good point on the text page. We were talking about the Coldplay adulterers, we'll call them. if you've been on the internet, you've seen this story now. CEO of a company up in Boston caught on camera on the Kiss Cam at a Coldplay concert, swaying and spooning, or to use other synonyms on here that people have sent in, snocking, caressing, and embracing on Kiss Cam. They were caught on Kiss Cam and scattered as soon as they were on there because they were having an affair. CEO and his head of HR having an affair.
Allegedly having an affair.
I would hate for him to come after me.
That could have been the initial stages. Who knows? You know, like it was definitely inappropriate for a married
definitely
guy.
Definitely inappropriate.
But it could have, maybe that was the first time they had, but that was, whatever your definition of cheating is, that was not within the bounds of a marriage. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they hadn't cheated yet. Give it a couple hours. Yeah. This is an interesting text. I bet it's something the whole office already knew and already talks about.
Which you, as a guy that's worked in many offices,
100%.
The biggest thing about the office stuff is when they think that they're doing it secretly, except it's plain to everybody else exactly what's going on.
Yep.
Those little hidden glance, those little hidden glances, the furtive brush of a hand up against the hip or something.
Well,
yeah, people see that stuff.
The big tell, this was a big tell in the company I worked at.
Yeah.
I worked out of home for a while when I was in Houston. I got promoted to Denver, worked out of the house. When I got promoted to corporate, now I'm back in an office environment for the first time in like 8 years. And this was the big tell for me, is when you have someone who is very high up in the company,
mm-hmm.
who very frequently stops by the cubicle of one of the worker bees in the company. Like, there's three levels of depth. There's three levels of org chart in between them. And there's no reason the two of them should be talking. Like, there's no fuck. You're going over and talking to somebody in hypothetically, let's say, customer service.
Yeah.
And you're, let's say, hypothetically, the VP of, marketing or sales. And yet you have reason to stop by and talk to them for two or three times each day.
Just checking in on those TPS reports. You did a great job on them.
Even though they don't roll up to me, I'm really happy you did a good job on those reports. Yeah,
yes.
So that's a tell. Text in other tells. I'm curious about that. 713-572-4610.
Never mind.
Easy. You know. All right. Dave Portnoy is officially, and Barstool are officially partnered with Fox now.
Dave Portnoy, I think a lot of our older listeners might not, including my age, might not know Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
Dave Portnoy was founder of Barstool Sports. Just came from nowhere to have one of the biggest sports, non-network sports media companies out
there. An incredible sports content entrepreneur. There's no question about it. He's a huge success story. He's also very polarizing. He rubs a lot of people the wrong way. So Barstool is going to be partnered with Fox. They're going to have a show from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday that's going to compete with whatever's on ESPN at that time, First Take or whatever. And it's going to be a Barstool show that's going to have a rotating, it's going to be based out of Chicago, rotating various Barstool personalities on that show. The other big part of this is that Dave Portnoy himself is now going to be part of Fox's Big Noon Saturday, which is their version of College Game Day, with Brady Quinn and Matt Leinart, Mark Ingram, Urban Meyer are the celebrities on that show. Rob Stone is the host of that. Portnoy is now going to be part of that. The 30,000-foot level analysis of this by a lot of the media types have been, well, this is their answer to ESPN adding McAfee last year or 2 years ago, whenever it was. Here's McAfee, who a former football player, but I think viewed on this, in this particular setting, he's not a college football expert by any means. He's more of a fan than he is a former player or expert. He was a punter back in the day at West Virginia. But he's got a loud presence. you know, he cuts through, and I think that's how, at a high level, that's how people are viewing Portnoy's role on Fox for that show.
Yeah, that's equivalent to McAfee.
Yeah.
I guess my first thought was, they're very different personalities with different, areas of expertise or whatever you might want to call it, how you entertain. But I think both of them are an effort by the networks to recognize, okay, these guys have an audience that we don't necessarily have.
They have
that in the demographic that we want. It's young men in their 20s and 30s, and many of whom don't watch as much television as they used to be.
Yep.
We want to buy these guys' audiences, basically.
100%. That's a huge and organically grown from scratch audiences that they have. They didn't inherit them at all. McAfee is every bit the content entrepreneur that Dave Portnoy is, minus the only difference is McAfee went into his content generation career with millions of dollars in the bank already. Portnoy did it just as a Boston sports fan. But where they are now, very, very similar places. The dissimilarity, and I said this yesterday, and I think what we're about to play is going to back this up, personality-wise on their respective platforms and on those shows, McAfee is, you can like or hate him, but he doesn't go out there trying to be hated or embracing hate. I think McAfee really likes being liked. Anytime he's on WWE, because he doesn't do any more. He backed away from it. But he was on Monday Night Raw doing commentary. He wrestled at times. Always as a good guy.
Portnoy is a classic kind of like Northeastern dude, like a Massachusetts guy that just doesn't. He doesn't care what you think of him. He's going to say, this is how I'm, you know, this is the way I'm going to live.
Leans into the hate.
Which is very entertaining.
Leans into the hate. Right. And we'll play this audio and we'll talk about that for a second. So he did about a 2-minute video yesterday about announcing Barstool and Fox partnering up. And the video was largely about the Big Noon Saturday thing. He's a huge Michigan fan. This whole video wasn't about him sitting down at the desk with these guys and getting along with them the way McAfee does on game day and whatever. This was basically Portnoy telling everybody, I am coming in, and this is now a Michigan show that we're going to be doing on Fox. It's about 2.5 minutes long. This is the second half of it here.
When you look at the set of Big Noon Kickoff, I see an Alabama guy, we put them in a pocket. I see Ohio State can't beat us. I see Notre Dame too scared to join the conference. And whenever they talk about Michigan, you can tell the jealousy. You can tell how they want to be us. Oh, they knew the signals, this, that, Connor Stallion. Enough. Nobody has been there to defend the kings of the conference, the people who put this conference on the map. Well, that ends today, friends. Barstool Sports, myself, we are joining Big Noon Kickoff. The days of kicking Michigan when we're not around is over. I will be there, so we beat on the field and we beat in the booth. But only one school matters, and that's Michigan. We've ruled that conference with an iron fist for the past decade, and now it will continue in between the white lines and on the desk. So all you people out there who think you got the last word on Michigan, those days are over. Tune in, Columbus. Big Noon Kickoff. I'll be there with your dysfunctional little national champion. You can't beat us, and you know it. We'll see you soon. Music.
Music, and he points.
I question his journalistic integrity, Sean.
Yeah. You think?
I feel he might have a bias. Yeah, this is either going to go really, really well, or it's going to be a disaster. And a lot of it will have to do with the other guys on the panel and on the desk, exactly how they kind of Urban Meyer kind of – how does he take – does he just sit there staring at Dave Portnoy like he can't figure him out?
Right.
You know, or does he join in with him?
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, Urban Meyer took a shot at Pat McAfee back in the day because people had said something along the lines of people were appreciating Urban Meyer's hardcore breakdown of the games. And Urban Meyer said, it turns out some people like to listen to football instead of jumping into ponds, which was a shot at Pat McAfee kind of doing some of the goofy stuff he does.
Yep.
So, I don't... or not on College Game Day, but as a pregame.
Yeah.
So Portnoy's a guy who would wholeheartedly appreciate people jumping into ponds in a pregame.
I tell you what, at least initially here, I'm way more compelled by the Fox show. Like going into the season, if you had to tell me like week one, which one are you going to watch? I don't care which game they're at. I need to see how that mix looks with Portnoy and Urban Meyer, Ohio State guys, sitting on the same desk with each other.
I think the dynamic I might like is Portnoy kind of giving his voice of the fan take about various things. Let's leave Michigan out of it for the moment. And maybe kind of talking about the more emotional side of stuff or the more headline-grabbing stuff. Is the biggest thing will be, does he give Urban Meyer a chance to respond with actual football stuff? And does Dave Portnoy listen?
Yeah.
Or there's a chance for blowups interpersonally based on how they take Dave Portnoy.
I don't think he's just going to get up there every week and just talk about Michigan. That video is clearly used to generate interest in it. That would get old if he was just Michigan guy the whole time. But that I want that level of energy all the time. You know that the level of energy I do want, and I do want him drawing guys into conflict on that desk. That'll be fun. I pray for Rob Stone, my dear high school friend. That's going to be an interesting panel to try to control, five guys, and one of them's Dave Portnoy. Good luck.
Well, there's a part of it, too. Portnoy, a lot of his personality is stuff that he does online where you can do anything at all.
Yeah.
That I remember when Howard Stern was doing the talent, America's Got Talent, is that what it was?
Yeah.
People were, I remember reading people saying, well, what's he going to do when he can't swear? On Sirius, he can swear. Yeah. He was on terrestrial radio for decades. Yeah. He knows how to be a different person in different formats. I would expect Portnoy's the same way.
Probably so, yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 8 o'clock hour we go. If you had to pick one Astros get started back up tonight. You had to pick one, player, manager, whatever, to win an award after this season. You got to put all your money on one guy. Who's it going to be? I got my power rankings. We'll do that next.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.